Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, there's the music that tells us, yes, it is Friday, and the weekend is officially here. It's the Bob Rowe Show, 906. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Well, the answer is always yes. Yeah, we're not working. I don't know. Might go to a parade. But I did have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and come to work today. Yeah, 9 o'clock stretch, and Bob says it makes you feel good, and it does. And all the medical folks say stretching is important. So
if you stretch
and don't hurt yourself,
you
can't just talk about it.
If
you got to actually do it,
you
are so demanding.
You don't cut out time. Have a shorter exercise workout.
Uh-huh.
Cutting out the stretching. You got to do the stretch.
Hand me a bagel, will you? Anyway, yeah, it is a PGIF. Praise God. It's Friday. Greg Cassidy in for Bob Rose. A lot has gone on in the Southeast over the last few weeks. Helene, Milton, I've got family in Asheville that finally, a lot of folks there, they finally got some running water. For folks on the Florida coast, obviously, it's been tough. Milton was one that, if you were in Alachua County, you did pretty well. You might. I mentioned earlier this morning, didn't even have potted plants knocked over in our yard. A lot of parts of Marion County were not so fortunate. And so with us this morning, we have Lieutenant Paul Bloom from Marion County, PIO office there. And so, Paul, good to have you back in studio today.
Great. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate you having us on here.
So I think when it comes to having to deal with storm damage and debris and insurance companies and FEMA, man, just the thought of it alone can be just totally overwhelming. I have some in-laws in Tampa, and I was thinking about folks who came up from down there and then were going home a couple of days later, not even knowing if their house or their neighborhood existed anymore. But even if you've had minor damage, there are steps that are important, things you need to do. And I thought, well, we really need to let folks know about that, because whether it's now in Marion County, or if you're on the coast, or if it's Alachua County or Levy or Gilchrist, in the next time that a hurricane runs through, there are some basics that I think, unless we've been through it, we just really don't know what to do. And so I'm like, who better than deals with that than somebody in your position? Step one, you've got damage to your property. What do you do if it's livable, or if it's not? What do you do just to even start the process?
Well, I feel like a lot of people are just they're just like you said, they're overwhelmed. They're not sure what to do,
yeah,
or how where their damage rates in the whole scheme of things. And they mm-hmm. say, well, my house is still here. Should I report it? Should I wait and let the people that have lost their entire house report first? No, just report that. We have ways to do that in our property appraiser there in Marion County, Jimmy Cowan's office. He tried to make that easy. He's got an app. You go on there and you can self-report.
Let me interrupt there, because I hate to do that, because I think folks go, why am I reporting to the appraiser my damage? Why am I not just dealing with my insurance company or FEMA? Why is that first step important?
Well, we're all tied in together. So when our emergency management division is opened up, we have the property appraiser there. We have the hospitals, the schools.
Okay.
Everybody's in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to know. We've done assessments from what we could tell initially, about $1.3 million worth of damage in Marion County. But we want to know. We want to help. And we have FEMA. We have other agencies, state agencies that are there that can provide that assistance relatively quickly. Now, we're not dependent on the government, and that's a good thing not to be dependent on.
Right.
If we've learned anything in life. But it is available to you, and FEMA is there, and we've put some information out. I know that FEMA is the new F word, maybe in Western North Carolina, but it is available. And start the reporting process. If I ever thought my phone was busy, I'm glad it's not the phone of a insurance adjuster right now.
I can only imagine.
They're busy, but they're there.
Yeah.
You're paying insurance.
Sure.
Let your insurance company know right away, and you can jump online disasterassistance.gov. That's FEMA. and let them know, and then also our property appraiser here locally, and just get that process started. We have a lot of resources we can open up to these homeowners, and yeah, you nailed it right on the head. Gainesville, Alachua County, and even parts of Marion County, we're really not affected like we thought we were going to be.
Very fortunate with Milton
this
time.
That's right,
yeah.
That's right.
The fact that it went pretty much, you know, straight west, or east, excuse me, from the West Coast, just meant that at least north we were okay, and for the first time in a while, Marion County, Alachua County weren't on that dirty side, because it was moving laterally instead of up. It was more, you know, for folks a little bit south and east of that. So step one, appraiser's office. Also within that next phone call, probably your insurance agent, or if you can get online. Get online, and because face it, for a lot of folks, communication was the first problem.
It's when communication goes out, we depend on it so much daily in our lives.
We're spoiled.
We are, and so when that goes out, and as we saw a lot of folks, the day after the storm came through, I-75 was almost a standstill because people are headed back south, and like you said, they have no idea what they're going back to, and just nervous and a lot of anxiety there. I'm sure with those poor folks, but communication is out. So if you do have communication and you're not stranded on top of a mountain in North Carolina and you're being asked to go online. But if you get communication, and let us know. Get on disasterassistance.gov, let FEMA know, and that process can get moving sooner than later. And your insurance company, like I said, you've been paying money all your life into your insurance company. It's time for them to work and put them to work. In Marion County, we've kind of set up where we want to be more independent and not depending on FEMA alone or state alone.
Right.
And so we do have a good partnership with our county commission. And so we're talking things like just those simple things, garbage pickup and debris pickup and opening the landfill as much as they can during a storm. They had the landfill open right up to the storm coming.
Wow.
Just so we could clear that out and try to make things better. We coordinate with our school board for transportation. And we have folks we know that are on medical equipment and their power may go out. So we arrange to bring those folks into a shelter using school buses. And then we go back out, check their homes ourselves, make sure they have electricity. We can safely bring them back home. So there's a lot of processes happening to make us self-sufficient there in Marion County and just provide the best service for our folks.
No, I have to say that, you know, we give a lot of props to the governor because even Rick Scott when he was governor. A great job of, you know, having things staged, ready to go, knowing when something's happening. I got to give kudos to Marion County. Just the things that you are describing, the way that the multi-agencies work together, the school system, the appraiser's office, law enforcement with Billy Woods. I mean, the fact that you've got all those things in place and you're all on the same page really makes a difference in how the public feels about their local government.
That's right. It's always been a government of the people that gets forgotten. But you got to, if you're any kind of a government leader, you have to ask yourself, well, what do the people want? Because that's who you represent. And so for us, we knew folks were going to be leaving their homes, even in Marion County, and maybe evacuating north. And so the sheriff brought out twice the deputies. So no deputies had a day off. They all came in on the days off. And we had twice as many deputies because we knew folks would be away from their valuables, their home.
And that's scary.
And it is. It's a point of anxiety. So we wanted to make sure that we've made a point to put that information out that, hey, we're out here in full force. Mm-hmm. And in the state of Florida, again, great governor, great representatives here in our state legislator. The laws increase the penalties for these criminals that are going to commit crimes during a state of emergency. And I promise you. If you're a criminal that did that and you got to stand in front of a jury and a judge who may have lost power themselves and try to explain why you did this, I don't want to be in your shoes.
No. One thing that I know is our time's kind of flying by, but debris, that's a problem. We had Carl Zalikin yesterday, and he talked about there are places, but everything doesn't go in the same stack. You've got your vegetative stuff, trees, brush. I mentioned this morning, you don't want your next-door neighbor's awning that's in your yard. You don't get to put that with the trees. So what can people do if they're still dealing with debris issues?
That's right. Just jump on Marion County FL, Marion County, Florida's website, and they can answer some questions specifically about the debris. But, yes, they are. They're trying to do this. It's a big job. A lot of limbs down, a lot of debris. And like you said, it's a piece of awning, aluminum. There is a way that they're going to dispose of that and recycle these things, but help them out. And so this will go quicker for everybody. So separate that stuff out. And if you have metal, an old wooden shed that just got tore up, set that by itself. Obviously, the limbs and leaves can go together and make it easier on our guys and gals out there picking that stuff up because they are doing a great job. And I've been driving around Marion County, and we're 1,600 square miles, so it's large. Yeah. And those in the south end took more of a beating than those that live in the north end. But overall, they've done a fantastic job of getting it cleaned up.
That's awesome.
I know, just from what I've been able to see driving around.
Lieutenant Paul Bloom, Marion County Sheriff's Office, again, thanks a lot. It just helping people make those first steps, know what to do, get rid of the stuff. We appreciate your insight. And, of course, the door is always open because I know that you guys have got great information for our listeners, and we appreciate you taking some time coming out and helping them out today.
We do. We're glad to be here. Just warn folks, be aware of scammers trying to jump in.
Hey, why don't you stay in town today if you're in near Gainesville? There's a parade going on. You may want to check out. Yeah, you may want to to hang out. Well, we are coming up on, it's 9:16. It is the Bob Rose Show. It's a PGIF. Praise God, it's Friday. Greg Cassidy in for Bob. We've got a lot more to chat about, info to pass along, and we're just about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. 97.3 The Sky.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it is Friday. Aren't you glad it's finally here? Coming up on 9:22. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. So if you live in Marion County and you are dealing with some damage or some storm cleanup and you maybe still have questions, hey, check out the podcast. We just had Lieutenant Paul Bloom from the Marion County Sheriff's Office on and gave us a lot of great info on first steps and next steps and debris and what you should and shouldn't do and that kind of thing. So be sure and check wherever you get your podcast. The Bob Rose Show is there, and we hope that you will subscribe so you can never miss out on a thing. We've talked about a lot of serious stuff and news and politics, but it is a time of year where there's just all kinds of events going on, a lot of fun stuff. Of course, today, Gainesville, UF, got the homecoming parade that gets underway at noon, going to be going up 13th and then turning on University, trying to avoid all those speed mountains, as I call them. They're not bumps. They're not humps. There's some serious altitude on those suckers. You don't want to be driving your lowrider through there. That's all I'm saying, if that is the case. But that's going on today. Parade at noon, concert tonight. They've gone country this year, and there should be a great show with Dustin Lynch. That gets underway 6 o'clock tonight. I do not know, maybe somebody else who does, if there are still tickets available for that. There'll be a lot of seats to fill. I would think that there would be, but what do I know? I'm just a guy that talks on the radio. I just make stuff up. So
you know where to go to find out.
So gatorgrowl.org.
Right.
See if there are some tickets there, because I think that would be a great show. And, you know, it is a fun time. Of course, in Gainesville, they treat it like it's a national holiday, and a lot of folks don't even go to work. I remember when I moved here.
It is.
Wow. Okay. Remember when I moved here, and I'm like, what do you mean nobody goes to work in Gainesville on homecoming? What? But then I realized that here is like opening day at the ballpark in St. Louis and other major league baseball cities. People don't go to work. They pull their kids out of school. They call in, I don't know what you call in. You're not calling in sick. Personal day. Yeah. Mental health day. And they go to the ball game and have a hot dog and some chips and have a good time and whatever the case may be. So that is what's going on today. But there are a lot of events that are coming up next weekend. And obviously, people are smart. They know that the whole gator stuff is this weekend. And then you're going to be hitting Halloween. And then we're in November. Does that even seem right?
No, it's not.
I mean, we're talking, it's here. It's coming.
I mean, my wife is done with Christmas shopping. But other than that, it doesn't seem like November.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow. She's one of those?
Oh, dude.
Don't get you started, right?
Welcome to my world.
That's a great song by Elvis. Hey, so I mentioned things going on. It is a busy weekend next weekend. On the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, And this is exciting. This sounds fun. We had Dan DeMarco from Soldiers Freedom outdoors in the studio the other day. They're doing a haunted trail as a fundraiser. It's a 1 mile haunted hike on Indian Lake. It sounds so much better that way than Indigenous Peoples Lake. It just has a different ring to it. I don't know. Anyway, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 24th, 25th, 26th. And again, learn more. You can head over to Soldiers Freedom Outdoors and their website, and I'm sure you can get all the info there. But that sounds like a lot of fun. If you are going to be in Gainesville, there is a breast cancer. Basically, they're calling it the Making Strides, Get It Strides Walk Run Against Breast Cancer. It's going to be at Celebration Point. And again, that's Saturday, the 26th. Event kicks off at 8:15, the walk at 9. You can get registered now at Making Strides Walk Gainesville. And one of the fun things they do, they call it Pooches in Pink, and it's where you dress your dog up, all kinds of, you know. Nothing like seeing a Rottweiler or a Doberman all dressed up in pink, looking just a little less ferocious. But it's for a great cause, and you may want to check that out. Also coming up in Ocala next weekend, 26th and 27th, Veterans Park. And this is cool because I really have an appreciation, well, one, for our military and for our veterans. But the Florida Military Vehicle Heritage Group are there. They've got antique vehicles. They've got just all kinds of military stuff, small arms demonstrations, all kinds of stuff. And that's going to be a part of a Veterans Appreciation Weekend, again, at Marion County Veterans Memorial Park next Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5 both days. My wife and I always attend the Oktoberfest. That's going to be at Audi Gainesville. It's all to raise money for Ronald McDonald House, which does a great, great work in our community. And you are going to have brats that were the recipe, or it's made at a German bakery, meat shop. You're going to have a recipe on the chicken that is German. You are going to have a band that Tom Brinkman flies in from Germany. I mean, you do not get more authentic than this.
No, no.
And it's a great event. So, yeah, so don't say, well, you know, there's just nothing in our community. And even looking into November the 14th, the Run with the Cops going on at Santa Fe College. Again, chance to get out there, see some displays of police and fire vehicles, specialty, antique units, all kinds of fun. And whether you're going to run, which usually if you're running near a cop, it's a lot of times running away from one. But if you want to run with the cops, or I'm more of a walker myself, a lot of our area agencies, our venues are involved in that. So that's going to be at Santa Fe. You can check in with them at Santa Fe College. And I'm sure that the Chief Ed Book and all those folks out there would love your support. So, yeah, plenty of things to do in our community. And we hope that you will get out. And, man, again, cooler temps, it feels nice, you can have fun, spend some time with friends and family, and with a lot of these things, you are really supporting some great organizations. Hey, thanks for supporting what we do here on the Bob Rose Show at 97.3 The Sky. It's PGIF. Praise God, it's Friday, it's 9:28. I'm Greg Cassidy, 97.3 The Sky. Well, good morning and welcome to a PGIF. Praise God, it's Friday on the Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky. I'm Greg Cassidy, sitting in for Bob Rose. Time check at 9:36, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Good morning, Pierce. Glad you are along with us today. It is I love this weather. I love fall. And Bob and I have talked about it. Nick and I were kind of, you know, reminiscing about growing up, because a lot of us did not have the fortune of growing up in Florida in our younger years. And so, but one thing that I do miss kind of from the Midwest is fall colors. We've got some, we've got some trees around here that do drop a few leaves and whatever, but in general, you know, it's not the color that you get in the Midwest or the Northeast or that kind of thing. But I also don't miss scraping windows and shoveling snow. That is just not at all. But here we are. It is fall. It is feeling like it. It is a beautiful day to go to a parade. And, of course, that gets underway at noon today in Gainesville. And homecoming, of course, concert tonight. A lot of events going on. I kind of rolled you through the list last segment of so many things going on next week. But it's also just been a busy, busy week in the world. I mean, You look at what's going on in the Middle East with Israel and Hamas and the Gaza Strip and Hezbollah and Iran and all that kind of thing. And looks like that the Israelis have taken out. It is official, the leader of Hamas. Now, the question then comes to, well, is that going to help? You can take people out. You can chop the head off of a monster. But does another one grow back? What is the response? Family and friends of those being held hostage are concerned that they are in more grave danger. Netanyahu comes out and says, look, we don't want to be having this war. For those of you that are holding hostages, if you will release them, you're fine. If you're going to continue to hold them and do whatever you're doing to them and bit by bit, you know, they end up dying, we're going to track you down and kill you. And I think when Netanyahu says that, you should believe him. Because if you look around, that's what happens. And so we've got that going on in the world. We've got our own elections. And it's been a busy week for Donald Trump. You know, interesting. I'm going through in my head as I'm saying this. It's been a busy week for Donald Trump. It's been a busy week for J.D. Vance. He's out there doing a fantastic job of representing the president and the Trump and the platform. And he's just amazing in public. Even Kamala Harris had a busy week. Where's Tim Walz? Anybody? Oh, he's at a football game. I don't know what's going on with him. I still think there's something creepy about that guy. I'm sorry. I just do. I think there's something weird. I think a guy that can promote all the kinds of trans stuff and kids stuff and
I'm not letting my kids sit on his knee.
No. I would not want him as my kid's coach. Just saying that. Again, can I prove anything? Nope. Is it just an opinion? Yep. And we know what we say about opinions. It's like other things. Everybody has one. You had the Al Smith dinner, the big Catholic event. Donald Trump was there. Kamala was not. She got with Molly Shannon from Saturday Night Live and brought back her Catholic schoolgirl character and did a really hokey, schlocky kind of pre-recorded skit. Some of the words that were describing it on X included cringeworthy, historically bad. WTF showed up a few times, whatever that acronym stands for. That showed up a time or two. No comment there, Nick. That's why I'm glad.
But the fire hose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's exactly what I was thinking. That was just weird in the sense of Kamala's got to quit doing these like really bad skits and stuff. I mean, they're just weird. They don't come off real. They don't come off funny. So I don't know. It whoever's giving her advice, keep doing it because it's really great. Thought it was interesting that Clyburn, who is a big, big fan of Joe Biden, kind of his bestie when it comes to pushing him on the campaign, he was actually saying that he thinks that Kamala needs to get out there and do more one-on-one with the voters. That's where she's good. I guess only if nobody's asking her a serious question or expects a serious answer, because I think we saw, especially on the interview with Brett Baer on Fox, we saw what you get there. And that was, I don't know. I mean, obviously I'm partial. I did not think she won anybody over. If there was anybody that, and I still don't see how people can be in the middle. I don't know. You know, I like so much. I like Trump's economy, but I don't like his personality. But Kamala's a woman and she has a nice color skin. I'm sorry. That's not why you vote for people. You vote for their policies. Did they do what they say they're going to do in the past? Or at least try to get things done? Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? If you're an illegal alien, maybe. But if you're an American citizen, probably not so much. At least not an average middle American or middle class or lower middle class American citizen. You're probably not better off than you were 4 years ago. So that's been going on this week. That's a lot. A reporter tried to put our governor on the spot. And you would think that they would have learned by now. It's not going to happen. Trying to get Governor DeSantis in a gotcha moment, he's going to get you. And so a reporter went down this road of, hey, you know, all these hurricanes, climate change, you know, what do you say about that now, Mr. Governor?
The chance of me virtue signaling for people in the media is zero. So do not count on that. I don't subscribe to your religion. And it's just a tired refrain and song and dance.
Yeah, and he's not going to go for that. I compared him and J.D. Vance in the sense that you are not going to have a gotcha moment with either one of them. The difference is with J.D. Vance, he will calmly hold his hand up. That's kind of right. A little body language, like I'm taking control of the situation right now. You may stop talking at me because I'm going to respond. And he calmly does, using lots of logic and facts, and makes his point.
And kind of taps you on the head as he's doing
it. Would be, yes. It would be, yes.
Bless your heart.
Don't try to outdo the professionals. Don't try this at home. You don't get quite as warm a response from Governor DeSantis. And that's great, too. I love that, too. I love that, you know, that he stands up. It's like I said earlier about the whole teleprompter thing. Now, if you get a long speech, and I get, for a speech, they can be a good tool. When you look at Donald Trump, sometimes he's on, then he's off, and he kind of goes on a tangent and that sort of thing. When you've got somebody like Kamala, who can't use a brain or morals or have a real philosophy in her mind, I don't know what you. She needs one. She has to have a script. So, anyway, there's just a lot that goes into it. I'm not running for office, so I guess I don't have to really worry about that. Hey, let's open up those Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and say good morning. Peasant with a pitchfork, what's on your mind this morning, sir?
Yeah, good morning, Greg.
Morning.
Yeah, I agree with you about Walt. He's just a weird dude. I don't know what
he is.
But, and you compare him with J.D. Vance. I pictured J.D. Vance as a kid running through the hills of Appalachia, barefoot, uh-huh. Got on cutoff jeans, he's got a rope for a belt, and he's got a frayed straw hat on, a piece of straw in his mouth, a cane pole over one shoulder, a stringer of fish in the other hand, he's walking home with his hound dog. It's just a whole different picture.
No, and I think that is a great analogy. If I can take that a step further, when I think of walls, I think of Paddle Faster, I Hear Banjos.
Oh.
Just saying.
Same place.
Oh, see, that's my point. We see Vance as this just innocent kid, doesn't have, their family doesn't have a dime to their name.
Right.
Poor as dirt.
Right.
And what they do have is probably spent on drugs or alcohol, quite frankly. That was his background. But Walls, I don't know. That's tough. I'm allowed an opinion, right?
Right.
I'm not saying it's fact. I ain't saying nothing. I'm just saying that's my kind of my feeling.
You didn't hear me disagree with you.
See, sometimes, friends, it's what we don't say as much as what we do say that lets people know how we feel about things. It kind of goes back to Kamala. Sometimes it's what she doesn't say because she doesn't have the right answer. She doesn't have what people need. She does not have the answer to the problem, which means that she has to just go off on one of her tangents in a totally different direction or blame Donald Trump or I haven't been to Europe either. And I still find it so amazing that here is someone that literally just a few months ago. I mean, they didn't even want her on the ticket again. Nobody wanted her around originally to be the president. She didn't do well even trying to make any progress there. It's
somehow or the other, she pulled a coup.
And he knows it too, Joe. But enough of that. You know why? It's Friday. It's nice out. It's a beautiful weekend coming up. It's time for Things That Make You Smile. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Learn more about her at robinlarsondental.com. What is making you smile that is non-political? Nick will cut you off, or I will, if it's political. What's making you smile? What's good in your life? What are you thankful for? What are you appreciating on a PGIF or Praise God It's Friday? Let us know. 877-W-SKY-TALK. That's 877-975-9825. What's making you smile? Things that make you smile. 97.3 The Sky. A little music by Chicago. That makes me smile. Hey, it is time for Things to Make You Smile, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. So let's get you lined up. What is it? Maybe you're just kind of enjoying this fall weather. Again, something non-political. We know that you've got the capability out of a four-hour show to take part of 4 minutes and tell us something that's just really positive in your life and something that you are happy about. Kaz, what's making you smile?
Hi, Greg and team, being Bob's out there on the Harley.
Yes.
I'm praying for him.
Yes.
Beautiful weather. I loved all your guests, and I loved all your callers. You handled it flawlessly. You're excellent. God bless you, and God bless America. I love you.
Thanks, Kaz. You read that exactly as I wrote it, and I certainly appreciate that. Thanks, Aunt Kaz. Backyard Bob, what's making you smile?
Yes, sir. Well, last year we have a little place in Yankeetown. We get away every, once in a while. Last year we had 18 inches of water inside the house. Ooh. This year with Helene, we had 4 foot. It's cleaned out. I'm going golfing this afternoon. I'm smiling and going fishing Sunday. That's what makes me smile.
Oh, yep. that is awesome right there. And, again, sometimes when you're looking for something that makes you smile, it's the contrast of what else happened, what could have been. Yes, a lot of times it is, like Bob says, the state of mind.
You realize what you're thankful for,
stuff. Absolutely. 877-975-9825. What's making you smile this morning? Because you got to have things that are making you smile. Jeff, what's making you smile on this beautiful Friday morning?
God gives us our right. God has kept me out of prison. God bless America, and I am not reading from a teleprompter.
Okay, wow. I totally appreciate that.
Okay.
I can totally appreciate that. That's good right there. 877-975-9825 or 877-W-SKY-TALK.
So,
things that make you smile.
You didn't ask me.
Hey, Nick.
I'm totally.
Hey, Nick, totally unprompted.
So,
what's making you smile?
I was born in Cleveland.
I'm sorry.
And Cleveland beat the Yankees last night, thank goodness, because we were getting killed.
Mm.
But absolutely one of the best baseball games that you could ever want to watch. I was like, they're in Cleveland, and they sucked the life out of the stadium when both Stanton and Judge hit back-to-back home runs and took the lead late in that game. However, in the bottom of the ninth with two outs, you get this guy who's a rookie.
Yep.
Mashed a ball, two-run homer to tie the game, and then the Guardians, who I will always call the Indians, they won with a walk-off home run in the 10th.
Yeah, that Guardians thing throws me off, too.
Yep.
Hollywood, what's making you smile this morning?
You guys always make me smile, of course. Well, we just got back from Jupiter, Florida, where my wife's daughter just had her first baby girl.
Aww.
And my wife is loving being Grammy. So that makes me smile. God bless you guys. God bless America.
Oh, that is absolutely awesome. Got to love that. All right, we will try, if they talk kind of fast, we will try to squeeze in one more call real quick. Do we even know who it is?
Mike.
Hey, Mike, what's making you smile?
I remember, guys. Good morning. I headed up to New York to see the grandbabies and did the wedding, and I'm telling you, it was fabulous. It was worth every nickel on the jet flight there. Just one-way shot, just absolutely great. Got to hug all my kids and my brothers and sister.
That's awesome. That is family. That is amazing. Hey, thanks for being a part of Things That Make You Smile. But, you know, we've still got one more important thing to do before the show is done. Yep. The Smoking Gun coming up next, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR on The Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky.
Now, 10 p.m. night.
The only way that you can't be pro-life and be for capital punishment is if you're a moron who thinks that a violent murderer is the same as an innocent baby.
On 97.3, The Sky.
So the guy formerly known simply as Batista, or now as a full-time actor, Dave Batista, I used to kind of like some of his work, but, you know, I realized he's pretty lefty. I've kind of lost a lot of respect for him. He was doing a skit on the Jimmy Kimmel Show the other night and says, fellas, we got to talk. A lot of men seem to think that Donald Trump is some kind of tough guy. He's not. I mean, look at him. He wears more makeup than Dolly Parton, whines like a baby, and look at that gut. It's a garbage bag full of buttermilk. Really, Batista? You're a guy who spent your entire life as an actor, movies now, but before that, in the WWE, making a living being a fake tough guy. So, Batista, you and your attitude, you're the fake tough guy. And that's our Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Nick, I'm Greg Cassidy. Hey, go Gators. Get out there. Have a great time today. Have a beautiful weekend. God bless you and yours. 97.3 The Sky.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.